And it's time for
Movie.
Dana Clark here, plus, Greg plus. Russell here, plus. Free. And we've got some movies to talk about this morning. And I'm interested in that, but a quick question here. Yes. I noted that according to Netflix, Don't Look Up. I just coincidentally was talking to Sophie last night. She was watching Don't Look Up. Don't Look Up, the Netflix doomsday film starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Duh, there were some other actors in there of note, like Meryl Streep. That doesn't count in this day and age. Only the kids and I understand it. But second most watched movie ever on Netflix. I find that incredible.
Wow. I guess people just aren't leaving their homes like we thought.
What did both of you think of Don't Look Up? I have mixed feelings about it.
I hated
it. For me.
You know me, Paul.
Don't sugarcoat
I'm tough.
It.
I'm
tell
tough.
Us how you really feel.
What did you really think, Dana? Really?
Yeah, really. Don't sugarcoat it. I got to tell you, I lean more toward you than liking it. I mean, I understand and appreciate they made all of us caricatures in the United States. I understand it was a comedy. I just thought it was a little bizarre. I don't know. What did you think as the expert here, Greg?
Well, that's even how my family felt. I told them, you know, hey, watch it. And after they all got done, they were kind of like, eh. And I think for me, it was different only because I had Leonardo DiCaprio and, Jennifer Lawrence sitting in front of me when I was watching the movie.
Oh, well, my goodness. That changes everything.
Yeah, it really does. You're just kind of going, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Even though the screen made me
I would have done the same thing. Wow, that was good. I can't help myself. You know, what am I going to say? All right, well, let's then now move into what we can watch over the weekend. Talk to us about Scream.
Scream, here we go, Paul W. It's 25 years after the original Scream movie. All of a sudden, there's now a new mask character in the town where all these folks were living. So they go back, and, really, it's kind of like, you know, just the usual. He's hacking up people, and they're trying to stop him. And as one of my friends said, because something came up during our screening, so I wasn't able to see it, but I asked my friends about it. And they said, the funniest part is, why would you go back? Mm-hmm. You know, 25 years later, it's kind of like, just stay where you are. But, hey, we'll see after this weekend, you know, what people really think about this film.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Scream right now.
There's certain rules to surviving. Believe me, I know. They always come back. The killer is a part of something in the past. This one just feels different.
Boy.
Same mask, Greg? Does he have the same mask?
Same mask, yeah. Yep, we've seen that in the ad. So it's kind of like, you know, the same character. Everybody's now in their 50s as compared to their 20s.
Like Halloween.
Like that.
You just keep going back.
Right.
They haven't gotten any smarter and they haven't learned anything from what they've gone through.
Right.
And they haven't aged.
The funny part is like 25 years ago, if I had gotten a clue then, yeah, no, I would stay where I am. I would not be going to the little town of Spoke or whatever. I'm making a name up. But
whatever. I love that insurance commercial where they do a takeoff on one of those films.
Mm-hmm.
It's just perfect. Everyone's doing everything wrong. Even the guy who's out to get him, you know, looks at the camera and shakes his head like, what a bunch of idiots. That's perfect. So are we going to Scream or not?
Let's see. I was going to say, unfortunately, like I said, I didn't see it.
Let's move on because we're gonna run out of time. Did you see Shattered?
I definitely saw Shattered.
Let's talk about it.
It's this movie about this guy who has this billion-dollar tech idea, which he sells it to a company. I'll just say like Apple for $1 billion, and he had just gotten divorced, and so he's out eating, and one day this beautiful woman comes up and just starts talking to him. One thing leads to another; they start dating, and as it turns out. She had been, you know, going after this guy all along to get his money. So she and her real boyfriend, you know, basically beat him up. They take all of his money out of his accounts. take over his house and all like that. And even when I talked to the guy Cameron, who's the star, we talked about how it actually is like a Lifetime movie. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. Dana, as you know, I love Lifetime mm-hmm. movies. And it is one of those.
And yeah, I love movies where you get beaten up and taken advantage
right.
of. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of Shattered.
I saw something on the news.
Lisa!
It's your roommate. This guy, you should probably contact the police.
That would be stupid of me.
Why?
Because I'm the one who killed her.
How are these people so smart? I'm just sorry. I'm not smart enough to do all these chess moves and do this and do that. It's just like these criminals are so clever.
Oh, yeah.
And so heartless.
Like Fatal Attraction versus basic instinct.
Well, pretty calm in saying she just killed some. Oh, yeah, I killed him.
No big deal.
Yeah, and then I went and played cards.
And one of the best lines told to me by the main actor when I got to talk to him, Cameron. He said, you know the thing I like most about this movie? I said, what's that? He said, it's only 90 minutes long. He said, we did what we had to do and got out. So on that alone, I would just say, if you get a chance, yeah, check this one out. I mean,
I am saving my money. Thank you for saving this money. Greg Russell, ladies and gentlemen, the famous Greg Russell and Russell Brothers tours and all of that. But for us, it's Movie. Greg had a blowout, had to pull off the side of the road. Greg Russell, Dana Clark here on the Paul W. Smith Show, Friday morning edition on WWWJJJRRR.